This is Brian and Bill's Job Seeker Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill, and this is episode number 9 of Brian and Bill's Job Seeker Podcast. I'm on the phone tonight with my best friend, Brian. Brian, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here, Bill, but we're not really on the phone. We're on Skype.
Skype. We're on the technology.
I'm a VoIP guy.
You are a VoIP, but we'll talk about that later. I think we're going to continue again with our difficult interview questions. Brian, you have a question for us tonight that we want to talk about?
Well, I thought that we would go down that list that you had before and just let me take a shot at one of them.
Okay.
So what was the next one that we had on the list?
Why do you want to work at our company?
Aha, another loaded question.
Yep.
All right, well, these are the types of questions that just strike fear and loathing in the part of anybody that gets asked them, because they're obviously loaded questions meant to put you at a disadvantage, or at least meant to make you tap dance out there, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. The idea of why do you want to work at our company? Well, the obvious flippant answer would be, well, why do you think I'm sitting here in front of you? You know,
right.
But the point of the matter is that they want a more substantive response to that, right?
That's correct. And remember that we want to tell the folks a little bit about where the trap is in this question, and then talk a little bit about from our experience about what a good answer could be.
Well, the obvious trap in a question like this is to seek out whether or not the applicant is just looking for a job in any way, shape, or form, or whether or not the applicant has really looked at the company, looked at it as a potential good fit with their talents and abilities, and really wants to move their career into that direction, and wants to stay with that company and pursue a successful career there.
Oh, I think you're right. It sounds to me like we've got to tell our candidates that if they really want to do this, they need to do that homework. I'm sure you had a lot of experience about why doing the homework is important.
Well, it's true. I mean, if you're going into an interview with a company and you say, well, gee, I have an interview with such and such on Monday. I have two interviews on Tuesday, if you're that fortunate. and I've been interviewing Wednesday. Well, you can't look at it as just throwing stuff against the wall, hoping that something sticks. I mean, you really, if you have a brain in your head, you really you're looking at the different companies and deciding which one would be probably the best fit for you, for your abilities and your future success too. Let's be selfish about it. I mean, if you're good at what you do and the company does what you're good at doing, it should be a marriage made in heaven, right? So.
Yeah.
Look at it that way, and make sure that when you go into these interviews that you have, and you know, this sounds so obvious, but I'm fearful that some people don't take the time to do it, and that could be because they're so stressed out, or they've been unemployed for a while, or whatever reasons, but you need to grab a hold of yourself, you know, the old bootstrap routine. And
yeah.
you need to make sure that you take some time, learn enough about the company to understand what they really do. Is it indeed a good fit for you? And if it is, learn about the company enough so that when you can go in there, it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
So where do you go to find information about these companies? I mean, I know you can go to libraries and things like that. What else would you do? What kinds of sources would you go after to get the information?
Well, if you're a participant in the field in which they operate, or the market in which they operate, talk to some of your contemporaries. So what do you know about, you know, company XYZ? And they'll tell you certain things. You'll get bits and pieces from there. Go to the Wall Street Journal. Go to the Wall Street Journal on time Wall Street Journal online, and you know, do some searches. Do some Google searches. Just pick up bits and pieces about the activities of the company and any headline that they've had in the paper over the last, say, 12 to 18 months.
Right.
You need to go in there making it sound as though, and not making it sound, but it should sound as though you are aware of the company's presence in their marketplace and their posture, their attitudes, their problems, their opportunities, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be an expert. My God, you're not chairman of the board, nor are you a member of the board of directors. But at the same time, if you misspell the company's name, it's not going to look very good. That's so true. You know, you have to have a reasonably efficient idea about what the company does, how they operate, what their markets are, and how you fill in or fit into the organization for you to have a prayer of explaining to them why you would be a good hire for them.
Right. So if you were to come up with a fair amount of background information about a company, what do you think the interview's impression would be of you?
The first thing that you need to remember is that regardless of how much information you have garnered for the company, the first point of decision is you. They're looking at you. Okay, yeah, you could be the world's greatest historian about their company, but if you're an idiot or if you don't come off well, all your plethora of knowledge is not going to help you at all. Your first point of selling is you. You're selling yourself. However, it's much easier to sell yourself if you can do it in the context of knowing something about the company and acting like you're really interested, which hopefully you are.
Yeah.
So let me give you an example.
All right.
Perhaps an example is a good way to teach. And now this happened to me many, many years ago. And I was a young, in this particular incarnation, I was out of school not too many years, and I was a chemical engineer. And I was interviewing in the Center City, Philadelphia, with a very large chemical company, who unfortunately, like many corporations in the United States, doesn't exist anymore. But nonetheless, at the time, they were a big company and a powerhouse. If you'd like to do the research on that one, they were 17th in the Parkway. I'm not telling tales out of school because they're not there anymore. Yeah. But nonetheless, I was summoned down for an interview as a young man, a young chemical engineer, and I went into this particular interview, and I had researched the company to the point where I thought that I could at least converse somewhat intelligently about what they were doing and everything. No one would expect me to know all their dark secrets and everything like that, but I knew their position in the market. Well, on the way down, and now this is probably happenstance, but at the same time, this is what I'm trying to preach. Pay attention. Listen to all the little bits and pieces that you can get from other people. I was driving down the expressway going to this interview, and I had heard on KYW News Radio in Philadelphia that the company that I was interviewing with had an environmental incident. Of course, back in those days, they didn't call them environmental. They just called it a train wreck. But but nonetheless, and that a tank car of chlorine gas had been upended off a railroad track, and there was a significant problem. I mean, nobody got killed or anything, but it was a significant problem.
So this was an event that happened the day of your interview.
The day of the interview, and I was listening on the radio driving to the interview, and I heard this whole thing, and I thought, holy smokes, this is a company I'm ready to interview. And by the way, I'm interviewing for a job that's in engineering and would have to do with that type of thing. Well, here, lo and behold, and pardon me for getting a little long on this, but it's anecdotally valuable. I went in and I interviewed with a guy, and while he was interviewing with me, he got a call from his boss about the very same incident, and he was asking him questions about the chlorine tank car that had gone over.
Okay,
I'm sitting there as a young interviewee, just thinking that my interview had just got interrupted because he got a phone call from his boss, and I could hear on the phone call that his boss said, "Which railroad line was the tank car on?" And he didn't know.
Oh.
And I had heard it on the radio, so I leaned over the desk, and I said it was the Chesapeake system. It was a spur right outside of Maryland. It was Chesapeake. He took the phone and he said, "Well, I'm not sure, but I think it was the Chesapeake system, and it was right outside of Baltimore, somewhere in Maryland." And he got off the phone. He hung up the phone, and he looked at me, and he had a big grin on his face. And I have always said to anybody that would listen to me, that was the moment I got the job.
Of course. Yeah, you gave him information that his boss was asking him for that he didn't have.
I saved his butt.
Yes, you did.
Or at least I made him look good. Now, that's not something that's going to happen to you every day of the week. But my point that I said before is important. Pay attention to every little thing. If you're going to go into an interview with the XYZ company, make sure that you pay attention to everything that you can learn about the XYZ company. Granted, that's an extreme example, what I just recounted to you. But at the same time, it's important, and you know, take advantage of everything, because you're in a job market where you're no different than the other SOB, and
right, unless you differentiate yourself, and you just did
exactly. Yeah. So if there's some little thing that you can do to pull it off and distinguish yourself from somebody else, I think is important. I'm sorry, I talked too long. I'll shut up now.
That's, you know what, Brian? That's fine. I think that that kind of thing is exactly the kind of example that our listeners need. If the question that you're faced with is, why do you want to work at our company, then you better do all your homework. You better have a very broad understanding of what their business is, what their current situations are, and be prepared to hear something in a moment that has some relevance to the company and be able to make the association. If you can do that and help the interviewer out, or just help yourself to let the interviewer know that you have a clear understanding of what business the company's in and the things that affect their potential for making money, then you become a better candidate and a different one than the others. I think that's a marvelous lesson. I think unless you have something else to add, I think we can wrap this up. That was a great discussion on this question.
I realize it was an anecdote, but I thought it was a story worth telling because, yeah. First of all, it's true. And second of all, I think it might be helpful. And again, it's not going to be that apparent to you most of the time, but it also points out the importance of just making sure you keep your eyes open, your ears open,
and your brain open.
And your brain open, right, which might be the most difficult of the three. But nonetheless, that can give you, in a 15-second time frame, that can cement you the job that you may have labored for weeks to get otherwise.
Excellent. Very good point. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap this one up. For all our listeners, thank you very much for listening. We'd love to have your feedback. If you have any suggestions about this topic or others that you're interested in, please send us an email. The email address is whendoyoustoplooking@gmail.com. And if you're interested in hearing your own voice on the podcast, record your voice in an audio file, attach that to the email, and send it to us. And we'll use your voice to introduce the topic, and then we'll talk to all of our listeners about the question you've submitted.
Sounds good. You want to repeat that email address one more time in case I didn't get it?
Sure. The email address is whendoyoustoplooking@gmail.com. Please send us any inquiries or feedback that you'd like to send us.
And the answer is, Brian, when do you stop looking? Never.
Never. All right, Brian. Well, this has been fun once again. Hope you have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon.
If it would just stop snowing, I'd be happier. Good night, yeah. Bill.
Good night, Brian.
Made on a Mac.